We're up to the Gemara Daf Yudalad Omid Beis. About two dots on the top. We just started the new Mishnah yesterday in the Yudalad Omid Aleph. The Mishnah said that the Mishnah Daf Beis said Mafrishin Koyin Shivas Yomim Kodim Yom Kippurim. What do you do those 7 days? So the Mishnah said that you Margalim Ba'Avoida Kol Shivas Yomim He Zorik the Dam and He's Makdeh the Ketores He Meitiv the Neiris He Makiv the Rosh and the Regel. And that is to be Margalim Ba'Avoida. Zok the Gemara, because after all, he's a Kohen Gadol, he has to be avoided, so you have to be margalim those 7 days. Zok the Gemara, umakti esak teiros umeitiv es aneiros, yudalad amid beis, 4 lines from the top. Almok teiros vohod aneiros. When Medayik in the Mishnah it says, the Seda Advarim is, that you first makti the teiros in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and afterwards you're made of the neiris. Now made of the neiris means that locus on neiris is seemingly after the ktoris. Ureminu, I'll ask you a stira to a Mishnah in Tomid. State in Mishnah in Tomid, Misha zocha bedishun mizbeach apnimi, the person that zoicha. They were talking about different paisos, different garolos. The lottery that was zoicha in dishun mizbeach apnimi, that was the first lot. The second pais was umisha zocha b'menoira. And someone who was, the next one was Zeuchint in the Hatovas Aneiris, in the Menorah, in that locker. So we see clearly that Menorah is before Keteris, because the third pious is Umisha Zocha B'Keteris. So it seems like a stira. The Mishnah by us in Yuma says that Makteres Akteris Umetiv is Aneiris. And the Mishnah in Tomit says that the Seda Pisces, seemingly the Seda Pisces means that the Avodah was done that time. It says Misha Zocha B'Menorah first, and then Zocha B'Keteris. Now, we'll see later in the Gemara, the Maskon is going to be, the Hatovas HaNeiris, there were 7 Neiris in the Beis HaMikdash, but it doesn't mean all 7 were done at the same time. The Maskon is going to be, there were 5, they were Meitiv, then there was an Avoid in between, and then there were 2, they were Meitiv. So that's going to be the Maskon, why it's not a Stira. But right now the Gemara asks, seemingly a Stira, that the Mishnah in Talmud is Nishvi, the Mishnah in Yuma. And by us it says, Makteres Teres HaMeitiv HaNeiris, and over there it says, the Gabriel Paisos, that Misha Zocha B'Menorah is before the third pious of Misha Zocha B'Keteris, Neiris is before Keteris. And for the Gemara, Omer Rav Huna, Man Tona Tomid, Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzpah. So the Mishnah in Tomid is a Das Yochid of Shimon Ish HaMitzpah. And that's not a steer to the Mishnah in Yuma. Yuma and Tomid don't have to coincide. It's Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzpah. And his Shita Taka is that Yemahapach the Seder, it's Atovas and Neiris, Misha Zocha B'Menorah is before Akteris, Akteris, Akteris. So Melet by over there Taka says Zocha B'Menorah and then Zocha B'Keteris. By us it's not the Shemna Mitzvah, so it's Keteris and then Neiris. Zog the Gemara, how could you say the Mishnah over there is the Shemna Mitzvah? Vo Ipcha Shamin Onlei. We find that the Mishnah in Stam Mishnah in Tomid is not the Shemna Mitzvah, because we're going to find another Mishnah in Tomid that over there it says clearly that the Stam Mishnah is not the Shemna, and the Shemna is about Plukta of Mishnah in Tomid. So you can't answer that Tomid is the Shemna Mitzvah. It says as follows: Legabe the zrika sadam, the zrika was achas shishtayim. That means you sprinkled one corner, and that automatically had 2 corners in that one zrika. So the tanan, it says over there in the Mishnah in Talmud, why the carbon oiler? Bolo lekeren mizrochis tzvoinis. When you come to the keren mizrochis tzvoinis, you come to the corner, the eastern northern corner. So noisim is rochet tzvoina. You do achas yishtayim. Then you go around. You continue this keseda that he walked. So he walked to the left. Marovis droimis. You come to the corner. Marovis droimis, which is diagonally across, which is the Meir of Dorim, the western southern corner. Noisim marovis droima. You do again a matona achas yishtayim, and that is the tana of the Mishnah in Tomid. And that's not the Pshimanish HaMitzvah. Why? Because it said over there the bar plukt of that stam tana is. This is talking about the carbon tomid that's brought every morning. So over there, he's mishana the carbon tomid, and he says, you do not do both of them, achas yishtayim, both corners. But rather, what do you do? Mizrochet tzvoina is, that I agree. Noisim mizrochet tzvoina. When you come to the corner of mizrochet tzvoina, you do achas yishtayim. But when you come to the second corner, diagonally across, marov is droimis, you make 2 different matonas, not achas yishtayim. Noisin Marova, you first put on the Meirev side, the western side. Vachach Noisin Droimer, and then you put on the southern side, on the Dorim. So we see clearly Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzpah is about plukt of the Stam Tane in Tomid. So you can't answer, you man, Tomid is not a stira, because Tomid is Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzpah. We see Stam and Tomid is not Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzpah. Now, Rashi over here says, what's this din that the Pshimon Shematzpa over there says that you do Achash Yishtayim in corner Mizrachis Tzvoinis and separate, when it comes to Maravis Droimah, you do two. Zok Rashi, V'toni Alon Reb Shimon Shematzpa Meshana B'tomid, he's Meshana in the Korban Tomid, B'matan Dam HaTomid, Mimatan Dmei Kol Shah Oilis. Because really, every Korban Tomid in the morning is an oiler. So he differentiates between a Korban oiler and a Korban Tomid, which is also an oiler. So it's in the name of the Biskarov, it's said over, that he said that we see, according to him at least, that the Korban Tomid is not the same as a Korban oiler. Yes, it's a Korban oiler. It's the same. But one is called the Korban oiler, and one is called the Oilas Tomid. The Oilas Tomid is not the Zelda Dinavi, the regular Korban oiler. It's an Oilas Tomid. An Oilas Tomid, he brings a rye from the Rambam. The Rambam says that you need Bikur Dalad Yomim. Rambam, we don't have Bikur Dalad Yomim by Korban Pesach. It's the only time we have Bikur. And also by the Korban Oilas Tomid. But a regular Korban oiler, you don't have a Bikur. So we see there's a different din, even though everything is the same, klaps the same. But an Oilas Tomid is Nishta Korban oiler. Yes, it's the same Korban. But in Reb Shimon HaMitzvah, we see also the same Yisoid. Yes, a Korban oiler usually only has Matan Achash Yishtayim on both corners. But when it comes to the Oilas Tomid, he says that the Keren Droimis Marovis is Mayrev and then Dorim. So we see Akoponim, it's not a shame, Oilas Tomid, and not a very shame, Oiler. So Akoponim, that's Abayis, that's the question we're asking, that how could you answer? Ravuna answered, Man Tomid Reb Shimon Isha Mitzvah, we see clearly Ibrahimin in law, so Chver and Ravuna's Teretz. Elo Amar Rabbi Yochanan, a new Teretz, Harim Yashav, the original Kasha. By us it says, Makdras Teretz, Umetiv Zaneiros. And in Tomid it states that the pious of the Menorah was before the Keteros. Elo Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We're saying now a Pshat in our Mishnah. Man Tono say the Yuma. Who is the Tan of our Mishnah in Yuma that says, Makdras Teretz, Umetiv Zaneiros? Lafuke Tomid, where it says that the pious of the Neres were before the Torahs. Mantona said the Yuma, Reb Shimon Isha Mitzbuhu. That means, Torahs, Makhtar Torahs, Umetiv Zaneres, our Mishnah in Yuma is Reb Shimon Isha Mitzbuhu. And male, it's not shver to the Mishnah in Tomid, which is Takanat Reb Shimon Isha Mitzbuhu, Stoma. And one of them says, by us it says Torahs and the Neres, and over there it says Neres and Torahs. Frag the Gemara, so you're answering Yuma is Reb Shimon Isha Mitzbuhu, but is a stira in Yuma itself? The Rami said the Yuma, said the Yuma. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah later. And Afchof, hey, Pius Hasheni, who was Zoyche in the second Pius, and what did he do? Mi Shoychet, mi Zoyrek, mi Medashin, mi Zbeach HaPnimi. That's Pius Hasheni. Umi Medashin es HaMenoira. And likewise, it says in that Pius Hasheni, mi Medashin es HaMenoira. Medashin es HaMenoira means Atov es HaNeiris. And all that is included in the Neiris. Umi Malei Vorim LeKevesh, who brings up the Vorim? Pais Ashlishi, and seemingly again, when it says a pais, it means you finished everything in the first pais. It's not that you did a pais and then you did the avoida, not necessarily in that order. No, you finished the pais and you finished the avoida of that pais. And only then you go to the pais Ashlishi. What is pais Ashlishi? Chadoshim Lekteris. Chadoshim means people that were not yet zoicha. Zok Rashi, Chadoshim, the first word line, Kohanim Shlo Iktiru Kteris Mimeim. Yiskap Tzukulam, they are part of this new goyrel, Le goyrel Akteris. Have a lawyer shenim, not yeshonim, not people that already were zoicha. The omer come on, me'olam lo shina ba'odam lifishoisim is asheres. It was a school of ashirus. So you don't want a person to have it twice. Only the ones that weren't zoicha yet. Shenema yisim k'teres ba'pecha uksi basrei be'er Hashem cheloi. Mikomakam shaminu mino hatoves neres k'demes k'teres. It says clearly, pais ashlishi chadoshim k'teres. Chadoshim k'teres the school of ashirus, like by Sandekois. It's a school of ashirus. You don't give Sandekois twice to the same person on that same mishpacha. Chadoshim lekteiros, so it's dafka dons. Rather, when they all did it already, then you make a girl again, even though they were zoich already. Eventually, it's shaykh. It never happened, but if it would have been happened, then you would have been a girl. But upon him, what do we see from here clearly? That pais ashlishi chadoshim lekteiros ba'ovefisu. So we see the lekteiros is what after the neiros, and not like we said in our Mishnah and Yuma by us. The Mishnah in Yuma Gufa is says that because it says that the pais ashlishi was chadoshim lekteiros and the pais hasheni was. So we see Menorah before Keteris. And that Gemara answers, how are we going to answer the Stira in Yuma? Zog the Gemara, Omer Abaya. Loi Kasha. Kan ba Tova. Here we say this Maskona that we said that the Hatova Saneiris doesn't mean all seven in one shot. Kan ba Tova Shtei Neiris. Kan ba Tova Chomesh. That means there were Taka two Neiris that were done after the Keteris. And the Atovas Chomesh Neiris were done before the Kteiris. Kam Atovas Tei Neiris, meaning the Mishnah in us by Yuma that says, Makdras Teiris Umeitvaz Neiris, is talking about two, the final two Neiris. And the Mishnah later on in Yuma that says that the Pais HaShlishi was a Kteiris, and the Menorah was before that, but Pais HaSheni, that's talking about the Chomesh Neiris that were before the Kteiris. So Gemara Loi Kasha, Kam Atovas Tei Neiris, that was Taka at the end, Kam Atovas Chomesh Neiris, that was Taka before the Kteiris. Zogt Gemara, you're assuming now in a baya lememra the b'ktoiris mafsiklu. That means that the ktoiris was an avoider done in the middle of the atovas aneiris, five and then two. And what was the avoider done in between ktoiris? Because there's a machloikas later on. What was the avoider that was done in the atovas aneiris between the atova, between the five and the two? Was it aktoiris aktoiris like we're saying now, or was it the akrovas korban tomid, the shrit and the zrika? Zogt Gemara. Lememra, are you assuming now the Ktoiris Mafsiklu? Al Pidrush, they talk to say that the Ktoiris Mafsiklu is because if you want to have the school of Ashiris of a Ktoiris, you have to have Neres Lefonel, Neres Torah Or, Remes to Torah, and Neres Lachrel. If you want to have the school of Ashiris, you have to have the morning Torah and the evening Torah. You have to have Neres Lefonel, Lachrel. It doesn't go Stam school of Ashiris to get Midiner before and Midiner after. But upon him, we see Ktoiris Mafsiklu. How could you say that? This teretz of Abaya is Abaya says bedin alik that. This is what we see every morning in Karbonis, right? Abaya mesade marocha mishmei de gemara. And over there it says va'alibe da abeshol that dama tomid is before the atova shtei neiris. That's mamish this machlokes. What is before the atova shtei neiris? Is it the dama tomid? That's abeshol. Or is it what we're saying now in the Rabbonon? Is it Aktoris Aktoris? In fact, the Morava Abayim Mesadim Agoch Mishmei Gemara B'dam Atomid, and now like we just finished saying that the Aktoris Aktoris is in between the Shtei Neiris and after the five. V'Abayim Mesadim Agoch Mishmei Gemara B'dam Atomid Mafsiklu. That's what's Mafsik. So Gemara Ami Loi Kasha Hahila Abeshol Hola Rabbonon, and that's what we say in the morning. Taka Abayim Mesadim Agoch Mishmei Abeshol that before the Atovas Shtei Neiris is Aktoris Atomid. That's Alibed Abishol. Alibed Abishol, Taka, it's the Damatomid before the Shtei Neiris. And according to the Rabbonon, it's Taka Ktoiris before the Shtei Neiris. So when we're saying now that according to Abaya, we're answering the Stir and Yuma, Mak the Ktoiris made for the Neiris, is Alibed Rabbonon, that the Ktoiris is before the Shtei Neiris. But Ein Chnami, Abaya Mesad, Maroch, Mishmede Gemorah, that's Alibed Abishol, that it's Akrovis Atomid. And according to Abishol, all seven Neiris were done before the Ktoiris. It's not the pshat you left over two. The leaving over two was negeya for the akovas tamatomid, but not mitzad ktoiris. That's what Gemara brings his machlokes now. Zok the Gemara, ha'il abeshol hol rabon. The Tanya, the Brisa says the follows: lo yete v'saneres v'achach yakter. You don't do that tovas aneres and then the aktora, but rather what the rabbonon say: ela yakter v'achach yetev. That means you don't do all the neiris and then aktora, but rather yakter, do aktora, and then you leave over the last two of achach yetiv, and that's taka our mishnah. Makter are meitiv the neiris the last two. However, Abishol argues, Abishol oimer, no, meitiv you meitiv all the neiris, the achach makter, and only a makter only afterwards. What do you have in between the neiris itself? You taka have that covers damatomid. The dam is stuck in between. But mitzad aktora, it's not between that tovas aneiris. That's the machloikas. What is in between? Is in between the aktora or is in between the akovas adam? But according to Abishol, the aktora is after all seven. But in between the seven, it's stuck only the akovas adam. Now, Tosafot here, Bavorans, it comes out that our Mishnah in Yuma, that's the first time we're answering the stira. Our Mishnah in Yuma, it says, makta aktoras metus aneiris. And the Mishnah later in Yuma, it says that the pious of the aktoras was after. One is talking about the two, and one is talking about the five. Abai was Mesadim Arocha, that the Dama Tomid is in between. That's Alibida Abishol. But Alibida Rabbonon, it's not like that. Now, Tosis Bavorans, our Mishnah in Yuma means, it says, Makdes Akhtarus, who made the So what does the Kohen Gadol do? He's this one that you're prepping in the Shivas Yomim, he's made the Zaneiris. Which Neiris are we referring to? The two Neiris. Why do we only mention the two Neiris? What's wrong with mentioning the five Neiris that he also does? Zaktois is the Bamask Oma Abaya, five lines for the end. Vahoda le Katoni Mastisinami Hatova de Mikame Aktora. L'chayda was a hatova before Haktara too, according to Rabbanon. So why does the Mishnah only mention Makdash Toys and Metzvah Zaneiros? Why not the hatova Zaneiros of the five? That was done by him too. Zok Tezi Yesh Loimah, the loika choshev ela hatovas shtei neiros. Shein gemara avoida. The ones we mentioned is only the gemara avoida. Vatovas chomesh neiros loya oise koyen godl kida omen besomach oiruya ba'alma komoiri. Zok Tezi Gevaldigi Yisoid, which is the Chiddush Otzim. That the Hatovas Neiris, even though it's one Avoida, it's an Avoida called Hatovas Neiris, it's split up in between Kohanim. The Kohanim at Yoitin did the five Hatovas, and the Kohen Gadol only did the last two. And Memela Zoktois is the reason why it doesn't mention Hatovas, all the Neiris, it was the five were not done specifically through Kohen Gadol. They were done through Kohen Edyot. Why does it mention the last two? Why were they done through him? Because that's the Gemara Avoida, Mashen Kein, the five were not done by Kohen Gadol. How do you have, where do you find such a precedent that an Avoida, no one's going to say it's two Avoidas, that an Avoida of Hatova is split into Kohanim, not stamp split, Kohen Hedjet and Kohen Gadol, and not stamp split. The Iker is the five. Five is a majority, and two is a minority. No. That the Iker is done through a Hedjet, and the minority is done through a Kohen Gadol, doesn't make sense. So the Maisa, he dings on Tosfos, he brings other Rishonim, and he says that Avada, it was all done through Kohen Gadol. The ones we mention is the Gemara, because the Gemara is always the Kansha, the Chavivas. So we mention the end. But Avad, it has to be that it's all five. Others, the Siach Yitzchok, they explain the Tosfos and they say that Avad is only two, like Tosfos says. And what's the Pshat that the Kohen Gadol does two? After all, the majority is done at the Kohen Edyot, and only the two by him. Pshat is because the whole Avoida that he does over here, the Mishnah says, is Yemargalim Ba'Avoida. Doesn't do everything. It says clearly, he's makiv his achoish v'sachekel. Doesn't makiv all the evorim? He could, but that's not what we're margalim for. We're only margalim to prep him. So prepping, it's not enough, the two. It's not the pshat, he has to do it all avoida. The whole margal b'avoida is gufa, only a partial avoida. Varaya, what he does is only partial. So melu adin, when it comes to that tova, it's takim meduktuk, it's the gemar, the chavivis, but like upon him, it's taka two, and not dafka o five. That was the Gvuras of his kasha. That's one of his kashas. He has two kashas. Okay. One is, how do you spalt Navoida? And how do you have the minority through Kohen Gadol?
That kasha is not being forever for us. If you split up, let's say, Dalet Hazoyis, and then one kohen will do one, and the other one will do three, so then that's not Tzushtal here. Here we're saying that Inachanami works, but Mechadesi, we're doing it, Zogan Zayn, because the whole reason why we're doing it is to prep him. So prepping is two is gonna. But it's mashma that no one had Shever. How you could take a spalt the.
I think that's the Gvuras of his kasha. How do you din bespalt? He answers like the other Rishonim that it doesn't mean that he spalt it.
No, what's the
Sikh
Yitzchak
saying back? Oh, the Sikh Yitzchak. I'm saying, but the Gvuras of Itaka learned, and the Gvuras of had a kasha, you can't spalt, and Itaka says you don't spalt. The Sikh Yitzchak says that no, Itaka, the Sikh Yitzchak doesn't learn like that, Enoch Nami. But the Gvuras of had that kasha. Sikh Yitzchak Itaka learned, you can spalt it, it's only a hergel, and a hergel you can take a partial, just like a Choshva hergel, Itaka can spalt it. But a Gvurasari held you cannot spalt. He brings a Rashi later, and the Achrayim were busy with this Gvurasari, that he held that there's no such thing as splitting an Avoida. It's one Avoida. They did something in the middle, but not split by two people. Doing something in the middle, that's a whole limud. You have to do something in the middle. The question is what? Tomid or Akhtaris? But the Etzem Atov is still a Maisa Atov. It's the Avoida Atova can be split by two people. I mean, that's his Kasha. It's Mashma, not like that. Let's finish the last Gemara. Zog the Gemara, my time at Abishol. What's taka the reason of Abishol? Abishol that says that you do the haktoras, the tomid, the akrovas atomid in between. Zog the Gemara, dechsiv, baboike, baboike, betivis haneiros. It says double loshen, baboike, baboike. Vahoda yaktireno. So it's mashma that what? That what's it called? That it's vahoda yaktireno. It's mashma baboika baboika b'tivis haneiros that all the whole hatovah was done first. The hatovah of all the neiros were done before the k'toris. Not the pshat. There was a five and a two and k'toris in between. It says baboika baboika b'tivis a double lotion to say that all the hatovah was done before the k'toris. V'od yaktireno. The rabbonim that say, and what's in between? The takad adam. Rabbonim that say the k'toris was in the middle. I stayed baboika baboika. Zok the mother of rabbonim, my ko'om rachmona, be'idin hatovah, that while you're being mative, the last two, Tehei mikta k'toris, the k'toris should be in mikter, but it's not the pshat that all the hatov has to be before, it's while you're doing the two, so the k'toris is being mukta before. Baboika, baboika, vizaneiros, it's taka, baboika, baboika. But it means, be'idan hatovah, while you're doing the last two, five you did, and while you're doing the last two, the k'toris should already been mukta. Then I'm going to continue into the drosh of the psukim. Stop over here.